Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 95 of The World of Goldcraft. As usual, I am your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. Now, as I do every week, I'm going to talk through my week in terms of goldmaking. I'm going to be talking about what's going on with the game and a discussion point. And, of course, this podcast is made available by my patrons, that amongst other things can get access to all of the content I post on thelazygoldmaker.com 7 days ahead of everyone else. So if you want that's interesting, then check it out at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And now we're just going to dive right into it. So finally, on Sunday, I finished my vacation, so I'm now back. Of course, that means I didn't have a full week, just 3-4 days since I came back home when I'm recording this, but I did get in a little bit of work. So BFA first, currently I'm sitting at 19.9 million gold. So I'm not sure if that's like the highest. I think that might be the highest I've been in BFA, actually. At least the highest I've been since I started recording. So we're probably going to pass by 20 million. In a short while, so I definitely have to set some more ambitious goals for myself in Shadowlands. I really haven't done that much in BFA in terms of gold making, but I did not play the game like super actively. I didn't do any endgame, and that always impacts my motivation, so I'm definitely planning to do endgame stuff in Shadowlands. But the week was pretty good. I had 900,000 gold in sales this week, out of which 800k is from BOEs. And this came from two repost sessions, or two full sessions of cleaning out my mailbox and reposting auctions. Of course, I've stopped buying BOEs completely, just selling, and I've also started decreasing the price of all of my corrupted BOEs because I want to get rid of them. And I think this week I'll probably do another round of price cuts and start just trying to move them even more cheaply, just to get the sales, because now I just want to sell them off to people who might want to do a full corrupted build before the corrupted builds go away. Because I mean, it can still be fun to like, okay, I want to try my druid with the whatever meme corruption build is popular, just to get a feel for it before it goes away. So those are the kinds of people that I'm selling to, essentially. I've also been selling some uncanny gear that I've crafted. My alchemist now has a couple of more rank 3 recipes, but I don't have the tool of the trade yet. I'm not sure if I'll get it, because I need to farm the materials. I've done the quest line. I'm not quite sure if I'll do any alchemy yet, because phase 5 just dropped on Classic. There's so much stuff I want to do on Classic, because I'm currently playing Endgame Classic. So I'm a little bit conflicted. I sort of want to get some more crafting going and get some more gold on Sylvanas. But on the other hand, I feel like it might be a little too late. Probably not for consumables, though. So we'll see if I have time for it. I'll definitely get it going, because I think consumables should remain relevant all the way up to the actual Shadowlands launch, because there isn't any another source for that kind of performance increase. So yeah, that's about it for what I'm doing with BFA right now. If we look at Classic, I'm currently sitting at 4,100 gold. I have about 2,900. Gold worth of auctions, so that's about 1,000 gold less on the auction house, but the same amount of gold as last week. So I'm sort of surprised that my gold totals didn't go down, but my auction house value did, and it's because I've spent a lot of gold this week. I've bought the Elixir of Greater Firepower recipe for 100 gold. I've started on the questline for tier 0.5. I've been doing the Dreadsteed questline. All of these things require a lot of gold, or ended up spending gold on them. On top of all that, I've been boosting a professional, and I bought a ton of really, really expensive materials to power level engineering on that alt. Because with the war effort going on, a lot of the materials that you need to power level engineering are also stuff you have to turn in for the war effort. But yeah, my level 30 priest now has goblin engineering and can make separate charges, which was the point of the character, the main point. I'm also going to level blacksmithing, so I can make the blacksmithing items for the logistics turn-ins in Silithus. So that's the plan for that character, essentially. And that also means that on my rogue, I can swap to gnomish engineering, so I'm going to have to re-level engineering. So I can swap from goblin to gnomish, and then I can get the teleporter to Gadget San, which is going to be extremely, extremely helpful now that I want to get to Silithus on a more regular basis. So that's sort of the general idea behind that. Looking forward to testing out the Elixir of Greater Firepower recipes. I don't think it'll sell too well until we start going into Ankiraj, though, because in the current reading content, fire isn't that good. But we'll see. If we look at my sales from the last 3-4 days, they're actually really good. They're at 1600 gold. So that's very nice. I've had strong sales. But I definitely need to do another huge restocking and reposting session to get my auction house value back up and then start seeing my gold increase again. So we'll see if we can get over the hump. I feel like I've been hovering in like the same trench for a really, really long time on Classic. Of course, getting a bunch of stuff to spend gold on isn't really going to help you out in terms of wanting to increase my totals, but it is what it is. So I think the week went pretty well overall. It is going to be exciting to see what sort of potential. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of my thoughts on the launch of Phase 5 later on. So, BFA, what's going on with the game? Well, we're not going to talk much about BFA anymore in this column at all. We're just going to focus on Shadowlands. And what happened this week in his latest WoW Economy weekly wrap-up, Samanan took a look at, posted some stuff from the beta that he's been testing out for Shadowlands on Professions. So there are some interesting things there. I think the things that stood out to me, the Dark Moon cards, where you craft a Dark Moon card of death and you have a chance at getting a blank card for one of the sets. And if you get a blank card for a set, then you can craft a specific card from that set. So then you get to craft a card from that set. I'm not sure if you get to choose the number, or if it's just like a guaranteed card from that deck. But we'll see. So it's going to be interesting, particularly if the blank cards are tradable. Then we'll see if that like can create a whole new different type of economy around inscription and cards. Overall, I think like how this looks, it's going to be very, very interesting. I think it's going to be very different from how it's been in the past. So I'm looking forward to getting my hands on that. You're definitely going to have to do a little bit more involved stuff with TSM, most likely, if you want to price your items correctly. Another thing that he posted about is the fact that gathering professions early on, you'll gather nuggets and petals and stuff like that. And then once your skill levels up, you'll start getting the full ore pieces and the full herb pieces. So this is similar to how it's been in the past. I'm not sure if the nuggets are used for anything. Maybe they can be distilled into full ore, we'll see. So getting professional skill increasing items, what's going to be useful. Outside of that, I don't think it'll have a huge effect after the initial leveling period. Outside of that, like there's not a huge amount, of detail yet. You have the stuff. Herbalists are going to need to grind some herbs, but not all of them. It depends on the recipe. There's some cool stuff. There's a jewel crafting gem that increases your speed based on how many other Shadowlands gems you have. So I think that's going to be interesting. People might want to get that early on just because moving faster is very useful while leveling up. But it depends on how many sockets you get and how good the speed increase actually is. Either way, I think it's going to be very, very fun to dive into a new set of crafts and a full new set of professions. I'm really looking forward to just getting to know what they're doing in Shadowlands. I still don't have beta access, so I'm not going to be able to show you guys or test out some stuff myself. Just going to have to be patient and wait and hope, really. So that's sort of it for Shadowlands. I'm not going to go into any more detail. I just wanted to share like my initial thoughts on what Samadon showed. So in Classic, of course, in Classic, what's going on with Classic? Well, we're in Phase 5. As of when I'm recording this, Phase 5 has been out for a day on EU Realms. A lot of changes to the markets, a lot of changes to what players are doing, obviously. Number one, the recipe for the Elixir of Greater Firepower, very easy to farm. The only hard part is just getting the mobs to spawn. Like, you have to wait to get some tags, but it's not hard. A friend of mine farmed two of them in about a space of an hour and a half. And he sold me one of the recipes, so that's very nice of him. And yeah. I don't think these will be particularly rare or very expensive. There was a guy trying to sell them for like 1,000 gold, 700 gold on my realm. I don't think they'll sell for that at all. Other things, Nexus Crystals. Well, you get Nexus Crystals from the old epics as well. Stuff you farmed before the patch. So... I think that Nexus Crystals are going to go down in price very quickly. Overall, they seemed very abundant already. There are tons of people who have saved up epics. There was a guy in Trade Chat willing to sell like 200 Nexus Crystals. And there were a couple of hundred up on the auction house already on my realm. And you're not going to need that many of them. So I don't think they'll sustain at a very high price. They'll be in the 5 to 15 gold range probably on most realms. I doubt it'll go much lower than that, but it could, of course. For the other enchanting materials, at least on my realm, large brilliant shards slowly inching upwards. Greater eternal essences are looking at the same price, even if they've been generated quite a bit by the turn-ins for the war effort. But I don't think that's going to be a large long-term shift, but we'll see. There's still a lot of turn-ins to go, but not too many on Alliance on my realm, so we should have seen most of the effect, or at least started seeing the effect already. And for large brilliant shards, I expect now that people are going to start going through them on a weekly basis by using their wizard oils and their mana oils. I think it's likely that we'll see some more changes to that. Of course, what we also saw, that was at least on my realm, like everything that's needed for the war effort has increased massively in price right now. Everyone is farming it. It's not going to sell it. They're going to turn it in because they want to get the war effort done, or at least most of the people are farming these materials. So the price is just going up on some of these things, but still not like astronomical levels. So I could still level power level engineering for a reasonable price, even if copper bars probably had doubled or tripled in price. But it's like, it's a couple of silver. I'm looking at like 2 to 3 gold more for the copper I needed to power level, which is like nothing in the grand scheme of things. Tons of stuff to do in the world, obviously. I think we'll see very different player behavior for this week and the next week and however long it takes for your realm to bang the gong and finish the event. Of course, once the raid opens, it's going to be heavy focus on raiding consumables. Right now, people are focused on stuff all over the place. It's going to be just a time of turmoil, essentially. So you can, if you find something that's good or something that's overlooked by other people in your realm, you can make a lot of gold by executing on that. But there's also some pitfalls, and you can end up with materials that are going to crater in price if you're unlucky. One such example, of course, Elemental Fire is going down quickly due to the new transmute from Honored with Thorium Brotherhood, where you can turn one Heart of Fire into 3 Elemental Fires on a 10-minute cooldown, so that's going to be a huge effect, obviously. Another notable thing I saw is that volatile rum, which I predicted would go up due to the tier 0.5 quest line, has gone up very, very significantly, at least on my realm. So getting the goblin rocket fuel, that's a little bit of a bottleneck for that quest line, actually. I haven't seen any of the other materials show as large effects, but volatile rums are very hard and very annoying to target farm. So that's one of the more one of the more interesting ones for that entire debacle. Now this week we don't have any questions from my patrons, so we're not gonna get to answer that. And I've been talking so much about the game that we're gonna leave it without a discussion point for this week, and a little bit of a shorter episode. It's gonna be the last time that it's the end of the vacation, so I'm back to regularly scheduled programming from now on. And of course we'll be documenting how everything goes as we head into phase 5 and as we get more and more information about Shadowlands, which is going to be obviously very exciting. So I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did and you want to read more about gold making, you can do so at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you enjoyed the show and you want to support it, you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. With a final massive thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.